By the 1930s, it was estimated that New England was home to 250,000 miles of stone walls of unknown origin. Hundreds of unique stone chambers were also discovered. In the decades that followed, people became curious about these ancient rock-laden sites, and to this day, questions about their age and cultural origins remain. There are approximately 800 uniquely designed stone chambers scattered across the New England states. Most are either circular or rectangular in shape and range from 15 to 30 feet long and about 10 feet wide and tall. The most elaborate structures, called beehive chambers, were built in a conical shape and sometimes featured smoke holes for ventilation, as well as shelves and benches incorporated into the walls. Some of the best preserved chambers are driven into hillsides, though others are freestanding. Characteristically, they are expertly constructed, with fitting masonry stone and capped with smooth stone slabs. Intense public interest began after Professor Barry Fell, a retired marine biologist from Harvard University, examined several areas in Vermont in the 1970s. Fell stated that he had identified inscriptions in an early form of Ogham script dating from 1000 BC to 300 BC, carved in stone by Celts from the Iberian Peninsula. The professor believed that these elaborate rock chambers were built by the Celts. Further, he asserted that the structures found along rivers, in secluded valleys, and on hilltops were erected by the priests as temples. He explained that the beehive-shaped stone chambers looked very much like ancient chambers built by monks in Ireland. However, Fell was not well respected by archaeologists, which led to some controversy. The debate continues to focus on the two theories of origin. Many believe they were used either as root cellars, smokehouses, animal pens, or whiskey storage facilities by early colonists. However, this does not explain early records from colonists describing the existence of these strange Indian forts. Though some suggest Native Americans built them, this has long been generally discounted, especially because the Native Americans of the area were known to limit their use of the upland regions where the vast majority of the chambers are located. The theories are out there, but the conclusion is still nowhere to be found. Perhaps a fresh set of eyes could come up with a new theory.